Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I thank him for who he is. I have a very brief sermon tonight. Then we're going to the anointing service. Let me start with the scriptures for the month. How many of you know our theme for this month? Say it like you know it. Say it in a confession over your life. Supernatural progress in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's right. And our scriptures, the first one is Genesis 26. Come on. 13 and 14. So how do they read? Come on. And Isaac. Okay, flip quickly. Go there. Quote it exactly. I pick the ingredients and I run with it the whole month. But let me read it from the Bible. 26. From 12, actually. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. It wasn't man. It was God. He didn't curse him. He blessed him. It's clear. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. How does it read in your own Bible? The man became great and continued to what? Be great until he became very great. Another one says, and the man what? Finally says, and the man went what? Forward. I read that somewhere. And the man went forward. The man continued to increase. The man continued to prosper. He continued to get stronger. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. God will not say, because I blessed you, I will deny you very prosperous. That's not God. God will prosper you and make you prosperous and make you very prosperous. That's the God we serve. Until he became very prosperous. 14 says, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the second scripture, you know, it's 1 Timothy chapter 4. Come on, quickly. 1 Timothy 4, verse 15. Quickly, let's just flip there. I will say all that he allows me to say within the short time. And the Holy Ghost will continue to say the rest to you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is how it reads. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your going forward, that your greatness, that your prosperity, that your progress may be evident to all. Okay. Just some quick lessons from here and I'll stop. Because like I said, it's not so much what you are going to say. Except that he tells us what you are going to say by the anointing to bring about what he has already done. Whether it's in prayer or singing or in preaching or in teaching. In admonition, in exhortation, in whatever. In other words, it will do you a lot of good to know that it's God that does his work. And he will do it. Because he has done it. In the name of Jesus. Hey, somebody hear me. What matters the most in life is his presence. Pastor, I can argue with you. I beg, keep quiet now, Saturday. Don't you know sometimes, well, in fact, most of the time, in fact, all the times in Jesus' name, except an exterior preacher, we hear him before we talk. All the time. It is his presence that matters the most. Pastor, it's not true, it's the word. Why are you giving yourself problems? Didn't he say the word I speak to their spirit and their life? That's not his presence. Haven't you read before that he himself is the word? In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same way it was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Who is him? Jesus. Come down, verse 13 or 14, it said, and he became flesh and he manifested. I said that to say, please relax. Let us just jump into it and get your own. Because there's something here for you today. In the name of Jesus. He has more than enough for everybody. Glorious, glorious. Do you know that that's your life that looks like it's nothing? It will begin to churn out excellence. In the name of Jesus. You know why? Because of the one that dwells in you. He doesn't only dwell in you. Your life is hidden in God, with God, in Christ Jesus. See, when that collision happened, he never left me the way I used to be. I carried part of him since then. And he never stops carrying me everywhere he goes. That's why today I'm seated with me there. I'm above all. I'm never beneath. In the name of Jesus, I'm above only. You say, that's pride. Okay, that's you. You are prideful to say that. That's the Bible. And he said, I should set my mind on things that are above. You see, when the church will stop the hypocrisy of criticizing itself, you will see miracles. All the problems we deal with in church, gossip, fighting, backbiting, the problem itself is because you are refusing to let the life flow through you. I was counseling a couple sometime. It was a very serious matter. Serious matter. Hi. I said, Holy Ghost, you need to help me here. And when these serious issues were mentioned, and the man would frown, then they would look at the woman, and the woman would look at him, and they would look at each other, and she would go. He would go. Then now, it happened four times. I knew the fight was won. Jesus had won the battle. I knew they would go back home dragging themselves. I knew. You know what? It was tough, but the devil could not remove her joy. The Bible never promises you victory outside joy. Check it. And let me know. When are you looking for joy nationally? Community-wise? In your family? In your marriage? In the lives of your children? In your personal life? Look at it. Get it the Bible way. You have to agree with God. Period. If I want to be sad, I can be sad in the next 1 minute. You see how? Just think about the situation in Nigeria compared with everywhere. Look at what President Buhari is not doing that he should do. Look at somebody, what he should do, he should not do. Look at them coming to the church. Say, all these our leaders in the church. All these church people, all these pastors. And those are Christians. And they'll go to church, say, the joy of the Lord is your what? It's your failure. Do you get offended, Pastor? Ask those who work with me. I get angry. You think I'm. But in the next minute, you see me smile. Just, well, maybe I should consider put myself in their shoes. They say, see, you are different. I'm not different. It's the Holy Ghost. We all have him. We all do. Why are you saying all this? Because I've come to tell you that when it comes to Jesus Christ,
is unstoppable. Unbelievably, it's unstoppable. If it's the covenant God that we are talking about, I say it is totally unstoppable. Anyhow you look at it. If you like, don't preach the New Testament. Dwell in the Old Testament. It's unstoppable. Come to the New Testament. It's unstoppable. Go into eternity future. It's unstoppable. And it's not just that it's unstoppable. It's ever increasing. It's ever getting better. It's ever getting stronger. So when you begin to look at the way he has made the system, that some things matter in terms of measurement here, space and time. Yes. So the way you were 10 years ago is not the way you are today. You are older. If you like, deny it. Your joy should be more. Your strength should be more. Your establishment should be more. Your victory should be more. That's the direction of the kingdom. Check it. It starts small. It never stays small. It gets better. Check it. Anyhow, even favor grows. Don't kid yourself. Yesterday, nobody favored her. You come back in 5 years' time, school, you don't even know where you are. Everybody's running after him or her. Favor. He said, but that one, there's nothing you can do about it. But the Bible says that favor grows. Jesus increased in what? In favor with God and with man. Your favor with God will grow. Your favor with man will grow. How do things grow in the kingdom? By use. You must believe it and take charge of it. God increases it for you. What you don't use, you lose. Stop the complaints. Let them see you smile for once. Huh? God has blessed you. You are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are unstoppable.
All right, I think I finished my sermon.
If it's the covenant of God through the blood of Jesus, I am unstoppable. The husband you're angry with, if he believes what I'm saying, you are the sufferer. You are the one suffering. You are the one that is still suffering. If he believes this, you can't stop him. The boss you are cursing every day. If he believes this, you can't stop him. You better pray that he sees things in your direction so he can increase the bounty towards you. Your anger and your complaint will only stop you. Whether it's spiritual matters, emotional matters, material issues, it's the same principle of the word of God. Isaac, famine in the land. Everybody experienced famine. Isaac reacted like every natural man. So he tried to follow the records of his daddy. When there was famine, he fled to Egypt. So he thought that was the best thing to do. And funny enough, he first went to the land of Gera. I guess that was the boundary land. And then crossed over into Egypt. And he told a lie in Gera. Isaac went there. He did the same thing. He told a lie. And he was about to cross over. And God said, don't dare. I appreciate the fact that you love your daddy and you are following in his footsteps. You will acquire all his blessings and much more, but I won't let you acquire his failures. I'm the covenant keeping God. So don't. So if you are going to look, why did he succeed? Two things. You obeyed. Contrary to the world, contrary to the circumstances, he obeyed the voice of God. It looks so good to go. Everybody is going. Daddy went. But God said, you see the blessings of your dad? You see now you are riding on the successes and the establishment of your daddy? But that was the beginning. I want to carry you higher. Don't go. If you go, you truncate your daddy truncate. Don't go. I made your daddy. And I promise him I'm going to expand. I expand in the four direction. Don't go. Guess what? He obeyed. Ask your neighbor, are you ready? Because today is today. Today is the day. The Egyptians you saw, even this morning, the Egyptians you saw before you entered this place, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood of the everlasting covenant, you will never see again. I say in the name of Jesus, you will never see again. Forever, you will never see again. In the name of Jesus. You will never see again. Never. I'm talking covenant. I know where I started from. The blood of Jesus. It's the blood. The man turned back. He obeyed. Guess what happened? If God says stay in the land, then I know that God is a God of increase. How can I multiply what I have? The only way is to plant it. But there is famine. But he says stay in the land. I'm going to plant it. Maybe God now told him how to irrigate it. I don't know. But he planted it. Whatever he did, the Bible said he got 100% yield. Not 99.99. Somebody here. What your daddy did and got 70%, 100% yield. What your mother did and got 40%, 100% yield. In the name of Jesus, because you're a covenant child of God. 100%. And guess what? And God blessed them. God blessed those who much. Who increase. Sometimes, and people will be praying that we think it's the one. God is blessing her. Know how you do it? Say amen to the prayer that God is praying for him or her. Cooperate with God over that matter so that your own can come. No, but it's true. God is blessing her. God is blessing him. You are busy angry with him or her. And God has done yours too. Don't you know you are the light of the world? You are busy, you are angry here, and yet generations are waiting for you because they can see something. And you are still angry. You are behaving like them, but they know that you are more than them. He sowed in the land. 100%. God blessed him. And then he began to prosper. He prospered. And he began to prosper and continued to prosper until he became very. God never stops until you become very. I'm not joking. But obedience is the key. I was going to first fool all of them from Isaac, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. They all had issues like this. Jacob, when Laban said, I will deal with you, and then picked all the animals away and decided I will cut this man short. Please don't stand in the path of a covenant child of God. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't! When I pray early in my life, I say, even if I don't understand it, God, just help me to excuse. But I will never stand against you, God, fighting a child of God. Never. I've been in ministries where you think that, it's Pastor Taiwo. By the time they kick me, I roll properly away. But I continue to pray for them. Believe in me. Myself and Bimbo. You know, she doesn't know too much. But she knew just one. I will remain friends. But even here, I cannot deny what God is doing in my life today. And he hasn't seen anything yet. There's no stagnation in God, though. What about troubles? Did I say you won't see trouble? As long as you're alive, you're a winner. Amen. Believe in me. As long as you're alive, you're a winner. No, but it's the truth. When some people cry, just say, that you're alive. If the devil, with everything the devil has done against your life, if he could kill you, he'll have killed you. Know that straight. That means he doesn't have the power. It's time to show him.
I think I should stop. But I've just introduced it. He became so great that the Philistines envied him. If it's just the Philistines, it's good. Even the king that has everything, envied him. Kings, we envy you. I say in the name of Jesus, kings, we envy you. Hey! God knows I'm not talking you happy. You say, what do I have? That's the more reason why they will envy you. In the name of Jesus, kings will envy you. Kings envy Daniel. Kings, I envy Joseph. Kings will envy you. Kings envy Esther. You know what they had in common? Covenant with God. Is somebody hearing me? So when I was talking on Sunday to this lady, I said, I'm sure you have an impression of fountain. So we just talk and dance. He said, I can see you talk. It was the gynecologist. I can see. He said, hey, it's another kind of service. But the word of God is not compromised though. But we just talk it. He said, really? Yeah, we just talk it. So I look in the book of Acts. Oh my goodness. I won't go there because of time. But he discovered that when God gives instruction, what they do with it is that they believe it. And when they believe it, they say it. And let me just quickly stop over in 1 Timothy. Say, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to it. Then you'll be making your progress known to all. You don't need to try to impress them. They'll be automatically impressed. I read the person in the Bible. Say, no one dared join them. The people esteem them highly. I look at esteem. Say, they make them larger. Increase. More increase. Bigger. The people, when they say, they will always have a bigger estimate of you than yourself have. In the name of, that's the Bible. That's the covenant child of God. He got so much that miracles began to happen. They got them, they locked them up in the prison. Acts chapter 5:4-5. They locked them up in prison until the following day when they would deal with them. Guess what? The angel of God said, come, follow me. You know what he said to them? He said, go stand in the temple and speak the word of life. You see where the power is? And when they came, they said, the people you locked up are outside because the gates of prisons can't hold you. The word of life. The word of life. There's no stopping the child of God. Come on, Joshua. You will have success. No. Good success. And you will what? Prosper, sound prosperity, good success. How? If you don't let this word of the law, this word of God, depart out of your. You can see my excitement when testimonies come, and I mean, the word of God came to me. I spoke the word, and something. I say, hallelujah. Because the word I speak to you, they are spirits, and they are. So when he says meditate, he said, look, ponder. Make it your mindset. Always going forward. Always going forward. Always. You know, I tried to look at all the definition and all the description of faith in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. You don't find definition there. It just described faith with examples and everything. It's just description. He said they were looking for a city whose foundation and builder is what? The Lord. And what are they saying? They were declaring there. They were saying that they were pilgrims, and by so saying, they were declaring that they were looking for another. So your faith walk is an expectation walk. I understand where I am. I'm not denying it, but I know where I belong. In the name of Jesus. Declare it if you believe it. So don't go there. Stay in the land. Yes, sir. That means, and God quoted the promise. I mean, the promise of Abraham. He quoted, I said, stay in the land and I will prosper you. And I will, he quoted everything. So God told me to stay in this seemingly
drought, dry land, and he would do that. Fine. So my mind says, God can do what he will do. When he wants, how he wants. Let's go on. And it happened. I say to somebody here today in the name of Jesus, don't defy medical sciences. Don't defy economic theories. But believe me, God will surpass them for you. Yeah. Let me say it again. God will do beyond what the medical sciences can do. Yeah. He will do beyond what the economic theories can do. Yeah. He will do beyond what political powers can do. Because you are a child of God, and the just is living by faith. And that's it. Okay, let me stop. But what I just came to say is, you're unstoppable. Yeah. I say in the name of Jesus, you're unstoppable. Yeah. Now you understand why the word came the way it came when we first started. That the kind of blessings that you have never experienced before is already happening in the name of Jesus, and I mean it. And I mean it. And I mean it, because I heard it in the name of Jesus. I receive it. I will testify. You know why? So that for the rest of the service, let your mindset be as such. The miracle is about to happen. It's already happening. It's a matter to declare. I am unstoppable. Come on, go ahead and pray in that direction. Pray in that direction. You know why? I'm a branch on the vine. The life of God flows inside of me. In the name of Jesus, I'm unstoppable. Come on, declare. Declare with your mouth. You know what? He is the head. I am part of the body. I'm unstoppable. I'm his body. I'm his body on earth. I'm unstoppable in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I'm unstoppable. Declare, 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 declare. You know why? I am seated with him in the heavenly places. Far above all principalities and powers. Declare with your mouth. Declare with your mouth. Declare with your mouth. Declare with your mouth. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that lives inside of me. Glory. And remember, Christ in me is the hope of glory. I have a living hope. I have a glorious hope. I am unstoppable in the name of Jesus. I am the light of the world. Open your mouth and declare. Open your mouth and declare. The Bible says, even coming to the throne of grace, you must be bold. Bold about it. I say, be bold about it. Declare it. Hallelujah. Whatever has stopped you until now in your life, in the name of Jesus, in the next 1 minute, you will stop forever. Open your mouth and declare. I say, you stop it by yourself in the name of Jesus. I stop what is stopping me. Even by the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus, I stop you. My love back, so I bury you behind me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Open your mouth and declare. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am who he says I am in the name of Jesus. I can do what he says I can do in the name of Jesus. I have what he says I have in the name of Jesus. Why? Because it is God that works in me both to will and to do. Both to will and to do. It is Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm unstoppable in the name of Jesus. I will see my children's children. In the name of Jesus, even if I'm not married yet, I will see my children's children. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Glory be to God in the highest. I have a sound mind. I have power. I have love. Something has turned around for me, and it is permanent. It is forever. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. Open your mouth and declare. Declare clearly. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Open your mouth and declare. Because Christ lives, all fear is gone. Open your mouth and declare. And because I know he holds my future. Come on. And my life is worth a living just because he lives. He lives. Open your mouth and declare. Mess up the devil tonight and forever in the name of Jesus. It says this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. Keep saying it because you believe it. Because that's your mindset.
denying the facts around, but we are declaring the truth of the word of God. Something has turned around for me. Open your mouth and declare, in the name of Jesus, like Isaac, I have turned around. I'm progressing. I'm going forward in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Open your mouth and declare. I'm a covenant child of God. No sorcery against Jacob. No divination against Israel. And so no weapon of the enemy formed against you shall prosper. None. None formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will not die before my time. I will fulfill the mandate of God for my life. Open your mouth and declare in the name of Jesus. Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ has set me free. I am free from the law of sin and death. I am free. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Declare, I'm going forward in the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have the peace of God in me. Everywhere I get to, I affect them by the peace of God. I affect the place. I influence it by the joy of the Lord. I influence the place by the love of God, which I have in me. Glory be to God in the highest. Open your mind and declare. Christ in me is the hope of glory. So my expectations are always glorious. In the name of Jesus, they are a fulfillment of his promises in my life. Glory be to God in the highest. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. He tried it with Joseph. He blocked him. But God delivered him from all his troubles. And then it resulted in unusual favor. Unusual wisdom. Supernatural promotion. In that place of trouble, you'll be promoted double. In the name of Jesus. But please do us a favor. Call people. Tell them what Jesus. Did you hear me? What Jesus has done in your life. What Jesus has done for you. If you don't tell them, they won't know. Jesus said, you are my witnesses. Tell them for me. Let them know that I'm alive and well. In you, let them know that it's Jesus. That will be enough to convert them. And like that lady testified, within 1 week, somebody will testify. In the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, because something's happening here today, by tomorrow morning, somebody will testify. In the name of Jesus. Call people. Tell them what Jesus has done for you. Put it on your Facebook page. Put it on your Twitter pages. Can you see what this Jesus can do? This Jesus is alive and well. Glory. If you believe in, shout hallelujah. It was Benny Hinn that said this. He was talking about practicing the presence of God. He said, let me shock you. He said, prayers have no power. But he kept quiet. So yes, I expected that. If prayers are the reasons for the powers, then the Muslims pray more than you. The Sikhs pray more than you. The Buddhists pray more than you. Yours should be without ceasing. Do you pray? See, it is his presence that makes the difference. Prayer, too. And it's true. Listen to me. Prayer is communication. No matter how much you want to argue. The way I talk to somebody I've never met before, Jesus' love will manifest, so you'll be happy. But it's different from the way I'm going to talk to Numpty. The strength of relationship is fellowship. We are all children of God, but you know that some people are more dear than you. I'm not saying that there are more sons than you. No. But when it comes to his heart and manifesting his power, they are more there. When it comes to pleasing him, they are more there.
Intimacy is the name of the game. So I'm confident. So let me tell you what I said to tell you as you go away. If there's one thing you want to see turn around and progress in the divine direction, bring it to the fore right now. Bring it to the fore right now. And let him, who is the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of everything, let him handle it. One thing where you want to see the visible turnaround and the progress in the name of Jesus. One thing, don't do liver twist, just one thing. It will draw the others. I promise you in the name of Jesus, one thing. Lift it before him in the name of Jesus. The simple prayer, it won't take you more than 1 minute, and I will say amen. You pray in the name of Jesus, and you would say the very word that promises you the turnaround. Remember in the Bible, if you don't remember, ask the Holy Ghost, at least help you describe it. Is this sickness? By your stripes, I am healed in the name of Jesus. And I'll say amen. One thing that the Philistines will envy you over. One thing in the name of Jesus. One thing. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. If you are finished praying, let me hear in Jesus' name. Amen. So come back with your testimonies in Jesus' name. One promise though, call at least 5 people and tell them what Jesus has done for you. Write it everywhere. Put it in the paper and the Facebook. Say, let them know Jesus. It's good if they know Fountain or Pastor Taiwo, but it's not like knowing Jesus. If they know Pastor Taiwo, it won't help them much. Except they follow the Jesus that Pastor Taiwo follows. If they know Jesus, it will help them forever. Write it out there. Let them know what Jesus has done in your life. You'll be surprised what the 5 people you are going to talk to, the effect he's going to have on earth. You'll be surprised the little scribbling you do on your Facebook about what Jesus has done for you. You'll be surprised how many souls will be turned into the kingdom and how many will receive the miracles from there. God loves you. You are special. You are God's covenant people. Believe you me, God loves you. Your faces are looking sweet. I'm telling you, the devil has lost the battle over your life. In the name of Jesus. I can see the joy of the Lord welling inside of you. No wonder I say, out of your belly shall flow rivers. I can see the rivers beginning to flow into everlasting life in the name of Jesus. He's in you, and that's the hope of glory. You are his house on earth, and you are complete in him. Enjoy this grace forever.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.